There we go. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. It's working now. All right. So let's get this show on the road. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Lanshead Gaming News Podcast. I'm here with my cousin Christian, also known as Mr. Dumpling Man. How's it going?
Yes, hello. Thank you for having me. I'm very, very excited. I love podcasts. It's really cool. Really cool to be here after these technical difficulties. Thank you. Thank you again.
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties getting this to work, but we're good now.
Yeah, we're good. Wait all day for this.
Yeah. So, like I said, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, about what you do.
Well, okay. Thank you. As my cousin said, my name is Christian, and I'm just pretty much a deep thinker. I really like to explore the boundaries of life and reality and my own personal experiences. And I'm kind of going through like a healing journey. So I like to explore methods of healing for myself and others. So yeah, just my own personal experiences and then sharing with other people.
Sounds great. And I guess if you want to talk a little bit about your journey.
About my journey?
We'll just keep this very like open and natural. Unscripted.
Unscripted, unraw, uncensored?
Raw and uncensored.
Raw and uncut.
That's how we do things here.
Yeah. All right. I'll try to keep it like structured and professional.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. It's way easier to do this without doing that.
All right, cool. Let's get dirty. That's how I like it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It just sounds more natural that way, other than forest.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah, so, I mean, basically, so for all the viewers out there, I really don't know what the hell happened. My body just kind of, like, flipped. I started having hip issues and back issues, neck issues, and all these doctors that I go to, they don't know what's going on, and I don't either. I don't know what to tell them, so I'm just looking for alternative ways of healing, alternative medicine, you know, the unconventional things, and I guess that's what brought me to think deeper and transcend certain areas and question reality, question like what society is, you know, because society has structured its own way, and it doesn't work sometimes. Like the medicine, the diagnosis didn't work, so I had to go explore myself. So that led me to like uncover some weird stuff and just, I don't know, just basically find some shit, I guess. You know, so here I am still exploring, and I guess I've gotten to a point where, hey, I've learned some stuff, you know. I'm sure other people would like to know this too, because I didn't know. I had to find out somehow. Let me point to the direction where I kind of came from and maybe help somebody out on the way, you know, and have some fun along the way. I think fun is a huge thing too, obviously. Yeah, definitely. We like to joke and spit some dirt.
Spit some dirt.
So I try to make it dirty, but let's make it more, a little bit more clean.
Yeah, and I guess because life is all about the journey, right? So, like, if you're not having fun doing it or trying to make the best out of it, what's the point?
Yeah, yeah. I noticed that, okay, like, I have jobs and I work or I talk to people, I have roommates, and I usually keep everything very light and just, like, I don't know. Farts are fun, right? It's not like, hey, what kind of coffee did you have this morning? Or, hey, what kind of underwear do you wear? Fruit of the Loom or Hanes? So I tried to say, you know, hey, you know, I pooped this morning. I had green coffee and it just slid out pretty well. And, you know, keep it fun and lighthearted and, like, you know, unstructured, basically.
I like this podcast.
Yeah, like this podcast. Yeah. It's more fun and like real that way, I guess. There's no, life should be unstructured, unscripted, and just explored and, I guess, to an extent, had balance, of course, but, like,
yeah, I mean, within reason.
But I like it that it's, most people are not that way, so they might get me like I'm weird. But inside, I'm like, you know I gotta obey some rules, but there's some things that doesn't have to be like that. It's okay to joke. It's okay to, like, you know, not be so uptight all the time. And that's kind of how society sets you up. So,
Yeah, everybody takes themselves way too seriously, I think. I do that sometimes too. And it's, like you said, society kind of makes people like that. So we kind of all naturally tend to do it, but it's good to be lighthearted and, like, I guess keep things playful.
Keep things playful, yeah. And you know what? That brings me to, that's why I made the podcast Meditation. Because to me, that's what meditation kind of is. It gets you thinking, like, it kind of opens up your mind, I guess. Like, you kind of grow up with, and you learn these patterns, you know, of society, of life, how it should be, how this has to be like this, like this, like this. Everything's placed in order to, like, kind of keep you in this little cell or, like, a linear, like, aligned little cube, I guess. You know, structure, your mind creates these lines around, like, a border around your thoughts and mind. So then it becomes rigid. You become rigid with your thought. Then your emotion and movement and behavior and life patterns become rigid. So, like, meditation kind of, like, it goes up beyond, above and beyond, or, like, below that, if that makes sense. That it kind of, like, it's just, like, that shit gets blown out of proportion. And now you're like, well, what the hell's going on? Like, I thought life was one way. Like, well, hold on. No, it's meditation kind of just erases those lines. Like you drew the line with the pencil with behavior and brainwashing society, and you're like, meditation is like your eraser on your pencil, and you erase the lines, and you kind of, like, come out of the line.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So that's why I like to speak about meditations, different ways of healing, meditations and stuff, you know.
Yeah, and that's a good point you bring up too, is that you also have a podcast for anyone that wants to listen to it. So if you wouldn't mind telling everybody what it is so they can find you.
That would be cool if you could put a link on it. I don't know if you can, but
you can add it in the notes, I think.
Okay, we can do that. That's cool. But yeah,
I'll add it in the notes.
Okay, cool. It's Meditation with Christian. See, if you guys could just look up and you see a nerdy guy with glasses and facial hair smiling at the camera.
And I'll try and add it in the notes too, so everyone can find it there.
Okay. Are you going to add a picture for yourself?
I mean, I have a picture for myself. It just doesn't show up when we're connected like this. That's like, I have no personal picture, but I have a podcast picture.
Your podcast. Okay. We should record this. This would be freaking cool. Like, we sit down. I have a tea right now. Actually, I have a cup of tea with Lin
Hung. Oh, yo, we should do that one day. Like, when I go over there or you come over here.
Yeah. Like, outside on the porch or, like, at a cafe, nice chill cafe, not Starbucks. Like, coffee and pastry.
Yeah. And just, well, something with low background noise, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely not Starbucks. It's kind of loud in the background. Yeah, like, this podcast, like, I started off as, like, a game news kind of entertainment thing, slash philosophy, slash life, slash whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah. My original intention was, what's that?
It's like a lounge, kind of.
Like a lounge?
Yeah, like you go and you're going to talk. Like, you know how people say, like, gaming lounges or, like, cafes, like a lounge, you just chill?
Yeah. And that's kind of more what it is now in 3 episodes. But I don't know, we'll see where this goes.
What do you like to talk about? Like, if you're all by yourself in your room or you're on the toilet, what is it that you're, like, seeking, like, knowledge or exploring, you know?
I'm thinking a lot, man. It's hard to really pinpoint that down to one certain thing.
Yeah.
So I think gaming and entertainment and stuff like that is just kind of like a niche thing, but I could really talk about anything. And in a way, life is kind of like a game anyways. So gaming doesn't really just apply to games per se. Life itself is pretty much a game, so.
Yeah.
Gaming, both virtual and real.
Ooh, mind blown. Oh, and now's a good time. We Twitch, everybody. We Twitch. We play Twitch.
Yeah, so if you want to see us play games and like I don't know, mess around and not play them seriously sometimes, then you can find us on Twitch.
Yeah, type in Mr. Dumpling Main and send Wraith 12. We're noobs who play League of Legends. We're going to release a Metal Slug. We're just noobs here. God bless.
Noobs, God bless. Please help.
Yeah. Dude, we can talk about so much. I feel like we can talk endless.
Yeah, I think we really could. And that's the thing, that trying to have like a specific topic the whole time, you know, like for the podcast to be a specific thing,
yeah,
kind of confines us too much in one area, because we could talk about so much stuff.
I guess if we do different episodes, like one episode would be 11-11
episode.
You saw it too?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we could do episodes about different stuff. We could talk about like whatever, Twitch next time, what it's like to be a noob in Twitch and have bots, only bots watch you.
Yeah, because imagine like, okay, like how many followers do you have right now?
I don't know, man. I don't even know where to see the followers. I'm still new at this.
Okay, and I only have 20, right? So you probably have maybe like a little bit above 10, maybe a little bit below 10. So in a couple months, years from now, after this podcast like published and has gone viral, people are going to be like, these are noobs. And then, you know, who knows how many will have. It's just...
This will be like those podcasts like everybody listens to, but like the first episodes no one listened to.
Yeah.
Like Joe Rogan's first podcast. Well, I'm sure people still listen to that.
Yeah, I saw, that was really, like, if you see the content, it's kind of
different.
Yeah.
Well, everyone starts off that way. Like, you watch these YouTubers and these podcasters and stuff like that, and then you see, like, their very first content, and usually it's, like, a little awkward,
mm-hmm.
and a little, the structure's kind of weird, and it's kind of all over the place like this is. And, like, and then you can see that they start to grow into it later on, and it becomes more natural of a thing.
Mm, yeah. You remember the Hodge twins?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they changed a lot.
They started off as a skit. Like, they used to... Mm-hmm. They had... they recorded in their job, in their old job, and they had suits, or like business tie and like, mm-hmm. business attire, and they would record... like one of the brothers were had to take a shit, and so they had one of his coworkers sit in the toilet in one of the stalls in the bathroom, and he's like bothering him, like, dude, I got a shit real bad, like, get off of it. And the guy's like on his phone, and he's like, dude, I got a shit really bad. And then he opens the door, he kicks him out, he throws him out of the toilet. Oh man,
they've come a long way, man. I don't remember seeing that one, but I remember like their early videos, like social commentary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit more like serious. I mean, they would still joke around, but it wasn't as much as later on.
Oh yeah,
they started joking around a lot more, and their content became like they started to develop a voice.
Yeah,
so that's the hope for this. It's a growing experience for us and everybody listening.
Yeah exactly. And I think it's cool. I think it's when you have fun, like, this is fun. It's not even, like, some sort of, like, work thing. It's just talk. And then I think it'd be cool because we have things to, like, offer people, like, advice and, like, just growing up in adults in this day and age, like, just experiences. And we can also, like, record it. We can, on the voice, we can do videos.
Mm-hmm.
Many ways to reach out to them, and we have so many like things we could talk about, and that's just me and you. If we start bringing in, you know, your sister and your dogs, we can have a lot of conversation.
Bring your brother in, see if he'll do it.
Yeah, see, that'd be cool. All that would be pretty cool.
And he does have a lot of followers on Twitch, unlike us.
Yeah, he's like 2,000, over 2,000.
Yeah.
100 or something.
Yeah, he's already created a name for himself.
Yeah, if you guys want to go check out Protunic, you guys might know him. He's kind of famous. Protunic on Twitch. Protune TV, Protunic.
Yeah, I'll write it down in the notes too.
Okay, cool, yeah.
So, yeah, for this podcast, my plan is to do it. My plan is Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. But obviously, I missed posting this one on Monday. It's going to be posted on Wednesday.
Oh, this one you're going to post on Wednesday?
Yeah, this one's going to be uploaded on Wednesday.
Okay.
So, for everybody hearing this, it's going to be Wednesday. But
yeah, listen to it in the mornings when you're, you know, pooping, brushing your teeth, showering. Listen, it's a good old conversation.
When you feel bad about your life, and then you want to hear about all the stuff we talk about.
Yeah, we'll talk about our own experiences. You know, heartbreaks. You know, ups and downs in life. Cool stuff, but always positive.
Got to keep it positive as much as possible.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap up this episode. This is already going to be my longest one.
Oh, that's cool, man. Still, it's progress.
It's progress, man. The first two were like, listening to them, it's so cringy for me to listen to.
Really? I heard them, and honestly, they weren't that bad. Like, I feel cringe about my own too, but honestly, when listening to it, sounded pretty good. It sounded almost like, not professional, but like up there, you know, not amateur.
The thing is like, everybody thinks their own voice is cringy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it takes a while for people to get over that.
That's what
so I'm like. I recorded, like, even though they're only like 5 minutes each, I re-recorded them like several times. Like, I would record it and then listen to it, and I was like, I don't like it. And then I would do it again. I did that several times. So it took me like an hour just to record 5 minutes. It's horrible.
Oh.
So it's a lot easier in like kind of like this, because then we can bounce stuff off each other and keep things going.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I gotta go check on my plantains too. The bitches are burning. I forgot all about them.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll go ahead and end the podcast here.
All right, sounds good.
Go ahead and do the outro.
Yeah, thank you for everybody listening to us. We hope to give out some good, awesome content later in the future. Let us know what you'd like to hear. We have many, many, many perspectives on different things and experiences. So, yeah.
Yeah, and thank you for joining, and thank you, Christian, for being on the podcast, and thank you, everybody, for listening. And if you want to reach out to us, just message me on Twitter at Lancehead Gaming News. I think it's Lancehead News, actually. But, just let us know what you want to hear, and thank you for joining the podcast, and see you guys next time. All right, peace.
See you.